This is the rent roll. 5 minutes to keep your pricing legal before the software you already use turns into your next legal bill. The Justice Department just forced the industry's biggest rent pricing vendor to change how it works, and state after state is banning that same kind of software, whether you use it or not. So today we run the red, yellow, and green flags on your pricing tool. What's already illegal, what needs an audit no matter where you operate, and the one number to drive to zero this quarter. Start with the red flag, because it's the one that can cost you triple damages. If you operate in a jurisdiction that has banned algorithmic rent setting, New York, where the ban's been enforced since December 2025, California, or cities like San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Minneapolis, and you're still running rent recommendations fed by your competitor's non-public data, that's active legal exposure right now. Under antitrust law, that can mean triple damages and action from your state's attorneys general. This is the one move you make today. Switch that pricing mode off and call your counsel. Red flag. Here's why this landed on your desk now. The Justice Department reached a settlement with RealPage, the company behind the YieldStar pricing engine, and the terms are reshaping how revenue management software is allowed to work, with compliance ramping through the middle of 2026. There's also a First Amendment case working through the courts over whether these bans can stand. Your job isn't to predict the verdict. Your job is to make your pricing defensible right now. That brings us to the yellow flag, and this one is for everybody, ban state or not. If you use RealPage, YieldStar, or any revenue management tool anywhere in your portfolio, audit the configuration against the new settlement terms. That means three core moves: shut off any real-time competitor data feed, verify your historical data is over a year old, and if you use outside data, keep it statewide, never city level or neighborhood level. And get it in writing. Ask your vendor for a data source disclosure that says exactly what feeds the model, then keep that document. The algorithm that's been quietly doing your pricing all year now needs its own compliance file. Yellow flag. Now the green flag, because plenty of operators are already clear, and this is how you stay there. If you price off your own portfolio's history, plus comps you gather from public listings, and you document that each pricing decision was made independently, you're onside. Keep the audit trail anyway. Scrutiny is spreading to more than 30 states and cities, and the operator who can show a clean paper trail is the one who never has to sweat the next headline. The quiet advantage here: independent pricing isn't just safer, it's usually smarter. A model tuned to your own units and your own renewals beats one chasing a competitor's stale numbers. Green flag. So here's your one number to watch: the share of your rent recommendations that still touches any competitor's data. Drive it to zero, everywhere, before the patchwork of state laws drives it there for you. Next time, we're watching which state picks up the algorithmic pricing ban next, and what it means for your renewals. Follow the rent roll so that audit lands in your feed before the law lands on your desk. The rent roll. One next move.